The following is a narrative of a first-person near-death experience edited for clarity, one of the thousands collected by the Near-Death Experience Research Foundation from all over the world, and available to everyone at nderf.org. The man's name is Anthony, and this was submitted in 2002. Let's get started. I had just gone into my bedroom at 9:15 in the evening. I had turned my alarm on for the next morning and sat on the bed when I had a massive asthma attack. I fell back on the bed and tried to call out to my parents but didn't have the breath. As the attack increased in severity, I found that I couldn't move. This part was entirely conscious. As I blacked out, I guess through lack of oxygen, I heard a voice by my ear. The tone and cadence of the voice was one of absolute caring and totally calm, which was in stark contrast to the panic I was feeling at not being able to breathe. The voice was not mine, and it told me not to worry. It was going to look after me, and I was to follow it. At this point, I left my body, and I was looking down on myself lying on the bed with my eyes open. I was now totally calm and unafraid. The voice told me it wanted to show me something, and I felt myself traveling very fast toward a light. As I went through the light, I found myself flying in another world. Everything in this other world was made of what I can only describe of as liquid light. Everything was alive, the ground, the mountains, even the sky. The voice was still with me during this experience and never left me. It told me that where I was the real world and that I had a job to do whilst I was there. I alighted on the side of a bare earth mountain. There were no trees or grass or rivers. There was light everywhere, but no sun. The light seemed to come from within everything, even the air. On this mountain, about halfway up, was a large boulder. On the boulder was a glowing golden brick. I know how this must sound. The voice told me that I was to build a garden on the mountain and that every year a brick would appear on the top of the boulder, and with the bricks, I was meant to build a path up the mountain from the base to the boulder. I was told to plant trees, which appeared as acorns, at the top of the mountain. I was there for a very long time, in which the voice was always present. I never felt alone, and I never questioned why I was there. I was totally at peace, and feelings of absolute joy and unconditional love pervaded me the entire time. I knew the voice was the most trustworthy person or thing in the universe. As the years passed, I watched the trees grow. The flowers and grass I planted also grew. The colors of the flowers weren't of any color I've ever seen. There were like 20 different colors in the rainbow there, and I couldn't describe them. There's just no frame of reference to what they looked like. I was taught a lot of things, and was able to, for want of a better phrase, see into people's souls, and understood in an instant all the ramifications of all our actions on each other, that anger is born of pain or fear, and many other teachings I think about now of as a human condition. And then I saw everyone on the planet interconnected on these lines, and a feeling of such overwhelming love and empathy went through me, I felt like my heart was going to explode. The last brick appeared on the boulder some 2,500 years after I had first arrived. I was aware of every year. This was not dreamlike. It was real time, if that makes any sense. The path now stretched from the base to the boulder, but over the years the boulder had gradually changed shape and now looked square, like some kind of altar. The trees I had initially planted grew, and the boughs and the branches had arched and the trunks had thickened to form what I can only describe of as a temple at the top of the mountain. The voice told me that this was the first part of my job and it was finished. And I now had to set foot upon the path. I went to the bottom of the mountain and put a foot on the path. At this point, the most searing, unbearable pain tore through me, but the voice told me I could not step off the path. I asked what the pain was, as it wasn't physical. It felt like, and again, I know this sounds bizarre, but it felt like spiritual pain. The voice told me that it was the pain of the least sin I would commit against my own soul. It was conveyed to me that this didn't mean sin in any religious sense, but specifically it was the pain of the wound to my own soul that I myself would commit in my lifetime. I continued up the path, and each time I stepped, the pain was worse than the one before, until nearing the top, and the voice said that I could finish. The voice was kind and patient, and said that it was with me and that I would finish, but I needed to learn the lessons it was teaching. I got extremely angry at this point and asked why I had been brought here for all this time in order to experience such terrible pain. I continued to the end of the path with the encouragement and presence of what was now I understood to be some higher spiritual being. I reached the entrance to the tree temple and went inside and saw the only other being I saw the entire time I was there. It had its back to me and was kneeling as though in prayer. I was angry again, and I rushed up to this figure, saying that I now knew everything was so real, so why did I have to experience all the pain? The figure stood up and turned around, and it was indescribable, a being of perfection, and what I can only describe as being made out of pure love. I knew that this was the source of the voice. I was dumbstruck after all had happened, and I could only say, "I can see you." The being touched me on the cheek gently and said simply, "And now you know. It is time to go back now." I was also told that the garden I had created would exist there forever, and I would return there one day. As I walked with the being back out of the temple, I saw for the first time other people coming to the garden and sitting on the grass, looking at the flowers, talking and laughing. The being smiled and said, "See what you've accomplished here?" I felt completely overwhelmed, but I was then immediately transported back into my body, which immediately felt as being incredibly heavy and cloying and almost unnatural. The asthma attack had totally passed. I checked the clock. It said 9:23 p.m. The entire experience had taken about 8 minutes from my initial attack to being back. I've never reported this before, as I guessed most people would say it was a hallucination. I can only say that it was more real than anything I have experienced in this world. And some follow-up questions. Did you ever have a sense of knowing, special knowledge, universal order, or purpose? Yes. Everything is of one. Everything is a part of everything else. On a more practical level, while I was there, any knowledge I wanted, I immediately knew. When I came back, a lot of this knowledge stayed with me. I knew answers to things intuitively, without having to study. I ended up taking philosophy at Oxford University. Did you have any psychic, paranormal, or other special gifts following the experience that you did not have prior to the experience? Yes, I've been visited by people as they, or just after they have died, including family members and friends of my family. This has happened both in experiences while asleep that are very different from dreams, and consciously while awake. I know what that sounds like. I don't regard myself as being especially religious or indeed spiritual. Bizarre as this must sound, after everything I've written above, I regard myself as being rational, down-to-earth, and a practical person. I don't buy into any new stuff, but the experiences I've had and continue to have, sometimes annoyingly, are real in my experience. I make no claims as to their provability, but I have passed on messages for various people in the past 15 years or so. It doesn't happen often, and I certainly don't make any personal gain from it. Quite the opposite, in some cases, as I have been ridiculed, understandably I guess, on some occasions. How has the experience affected your relationships, your daily life? I am much more understanding of others. I don't regard myself as particularly materialistic in myself, even though I have worked as a marketing manager in the industry. Money and things don't have a lot of meaning for me. People are the most important thing there is.